Auroraville, Monday, October 11th, 11:40 a.m. In retrospect, what saved Peter Evans was the slight tingling he had felt holding the radio in his sweating palm. In the minutes before, Evans had realized that something was causing the lightning to follow them wherever they went. He didn't know any science, but assumed it must be something metallic or electronic. Talking to Kenner, he had felt the faint electric tingle from the handset, and on an impulse, he had flung it across the room. It landed against a large iron vise-like contraption that looked like a bear trap. The lightning crashed down a moment later, glaring white and roaring, and Evans threw himself flat across Sarah's dead body. Lying there, dizzy with fear, his ears ringing from the blast, he thought for a moment that he felt some movement from her body beneath him. He got up quickly and began to cough. The room was full of smoke. The opposite wall was on fire, the flame still small, but already licking up the wall. He looked back at Sarah, blue and cold. There was no question in his mind that she was dead. He must have imagined her movement, but he pinched her nose and began to give her mouth to mouth. Her lips were cold. It frightened him. He was sure she was dead. He saw hot embers and ash floating in the smoky air. He would have to leave before the entire building came down around him. He was losing his count, blowing into her lungs. There was no point anyway. He heard the flames crackling around him. He looked up and saw that the ceiling timbers were starting to burn. He felt panic. He jumped to his feet, ran to the door, and threw it open and went outside. He was stunned to feel hard rain coming down, pelting him, soaking him instantly. It shocked him to his senses. He looked back and saw Sarah lying on the floor. He couldn't leave her. He ran back, grabbed both her arms, and dragged her out of the house. Her inert body was surprisingly heavy. Her head sagged back, eyes closed, her mouth hanging open. She was dead, all right. Out in the rain once more, he dropped her in the yellow grass, got down on his knees, and gave her more mouth to mouth. He was not sure how long he kept up his steady rhythm. 1 minute, 2 minutes, maybe five. It was clearly pointless, but it continued long past any reason, because in a strange way the rhythm relieved his own sense of panic. It gave him something to concentrate on. He was out there in the middle of a pelting downpour with a ghost town in flames around him anyway, and Sarah retched. Her body rose up suddenly, and he released her in astonishment. She had a spasm of dry heaves, and then fell into a fit of coughing. "Sarah!" She groaned. She rolled over. He grabbed her in his arms and held her. She was breathing, but her eyes fluttered wildly. She didn't seem to be conscious. "Sarah, come on." She was coughing, her body shaking. He wondered if she was choking to death. "Sarah?" She shook her head as if to clear it. She opened her eyes and stared at him. "Oh, man," she said. "Do I have a headache?" He thought he was going to cry.